Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is B, and this morning my aim is to encourage you. To encourage you to be intentional. To be intentional. As you and I continue to process and work through what life looks like for us in the midst of this Stay Home, Stay Healthy initiative, as we all wrestle with what life for a disciple looks like in the middle of COVID-19, I want to encourage you to be intentional. Now, as we think through these issues, I do have a particular focus. There is a target that I am shooting at when it comes to being intentional, and that is this. For you and I to be intentional in the realm of discipleship and evangelism. To be intentional in the realm of discipleship and evangelism. Or to say just a little bit differently, pestilence does not mean that discipleship and evangelism are on hold, right? It's not like this whole thing just gives us time off from being Christians. No. And as Christians, what are we if not disciples who make disciples? So that's the foundation. That's what we are building on this morning. Be intentional in discipleship and evangelism. But before we go too far, before we too quickly build on this foundation, allow me to make sure that we are all speaking the same language. To further the previous metaphor, we need to make sure that we're all building on this same foundation with the same materials. So, from 30,000 feet, when I'm talking about discipleship, I'm talking about just following Jesus. That's what it is. Disciples follow Jesus. And what the scriptures teach us, and this is true over and over again, is that we are not called to follow Jesus alone. Rather, we need each other. We need the local church. So when I say that discipleship is not on hold, I mean that we are not taking time off from following Jesus right now. Nor are we taking time off from helping others to follow Jesus right now. There are no vacations for disciples. We don't take days off from following Jesus. Then, when it comes to evangelism, I simply mean engaging unbelievers with the aim of proclaiming the gospel to them. That's what evangelism is. It's words. It's a message that must be spoken. It's an announcement that must be announced. Namely, that God is in Christ, reconciling the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his Son, the Lord Jesus. That gospel, that good news, it needs to be told by us to others. And that is true, perhaps even more so, during this pandemic. So be intentional during this time. And as you and I are reflecting upon being intentional in terms of discipleship and evangelism, I want to remind you of the words that the Apostle Peter wrote to the church in his day, words that come down to us and our church. We are told, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession." Did you hear that? That's who you are. That's who we are. If you are in Christ, if you've turned from your sin and fled to Jesus Christ for refuge, then you are joined to him. You are forgiven. You are destined to glory. You are part of his bride. And not only that, you are also, as Peter says, you are part of this chosen race, this royal priesthood, this holy nation, this peculiar people for his own possession. And beloved, that's great. It really is. That's gospel grace without any reservations and without any hesitations. Peter continues. Remember, he says, you are, this is 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Why? To what end, Peter? That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Why, dear Christian, has God joined you to Christ by his Spirit? To what end? Well, certainly one answer is this, that you would be a mouthpiece, that you and I would be a mouthpiece. And as a mouthpiece, you'd proclaim the excellencies of God and his gospel. That is why God chose you. That is why God brought you to new life. That is why God will keep you till the end. Why? So that you'd spend your life proclaiming his glory. So here's the question. Who are you to proclaim this to? And that answer gets us back to discipleship and evangelism. Because the triune God has brought people into your life for a particular purpose, right? So whether we're talking about your fellow church members, your unbelieving neighbors, your buddies at work, these are all brought into your life so that you would proclaim to them the glory of Christ and his gospel. So here's my encouragement. Disciple one another. Help one another follow Jesus. Get on the phone with your small group. Do a video chat. Reach out to someone that you haven't seen or heard from in a while. Open the membership directory and begin writing letters and sending cards and shooting off texts and emails. Do all of this so that during this time you can encourage one another to pursue Christ. Read the Bible together. Pray for one another. Really lean into one another and press on with one another. Just because there is a virus out there and just because the governor wants us to remain indoors doesn't mean that we still can't disciple each other. Granted, we might have to be a bit more creative, but God has called us to make disciples. The same, of course, is true for evangelism. Think of it along these lines. Most of us are home more right now, right? Maybe you're outside taking more walks. The weather's gotten a lot nicer. You're spending time outside in the yard. Well, let's leverage this time then and engage our neighbors. Let's get to know them a little bit better. Let's love them. Let's build relationships with them. And as we do, let us pray for them. Let us seek to persuade them. And let us proclaim the gospel to them. Remember, King Jesus has told us, the gates of hell will not prevail. So then let's storm those gates, beloved. Now is not the time to retreat. Quite the contrary. Now is the time to mobilize, to follow Jesus, to plunder those gates. So with the help of the Spirit, let's be intentional. Intentional to disciple and evangelize.